Fonine and Azelma through two long illnesses. Cosette, as we have already said, had not been ill. It was only a question of a trifling substitution of names. At the foot of the memorandum, Thénardier wrote, "Received on account 300 francs." Monsieur Madeleine immediately sent 300 francs more and wrote, "Make haste to bring Cosette."
"Christi," said Thénardier, "let's not give up the child."
In the meantime, Fantine did not recover. She still remained in the infirmary. The sisters had at first only received and nursed that woman with repugnance. Those who have seen the bas-relief of Reims will recall the inflation of the lower lip of the wise virgins as they survey the foolish virgins. The ancient scorn of the Vestals for the ambouge is one of the most profound instincts of feminine dignity. The sisters felt it with double force contributed by religion. But in a few days Fantine disarmed them. She said all kinds of humble and gentle things, and the mother in her provoked tenderness. One day the sisters heard her say, amid her fever, "I have been a sinner, but when I have my child beside me, it will be a sign that God has pardoned me. While I was leading a bad life, I should not have liked to have my Cosette with me. I could not have borne her sad, astonished eyes. It was for her sake that I did evil, and that is why God pardons me. I shall..."